Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. I am so grateful for each and every one of you who tune in every week. Thank you so much. I cannot actually believe that I'm recording this at the end of 2024. We're like literally a couple of weeks now from Christmas. It has been a whirlwind of a year, a very, very quick year. I honestly feel like I've blinked and it's almost Christmas. It's a bit crazy. But I was reflecting the other day on the year just gone and all of the incredible conversations that I have been very blessed to have on this podcast with some amazing women, women who are at the top of their game, women that are achieving incredible things in their career and are really the movers and shakers, right? So I believe that success does leave clues. So I wanted to really think about what have been some of the common themes and lessons that have repeated themselves throughout the year on this podcast. So I've come up with six game-changing lessons that the women that I've interviewed this year have all mentioned. And I just think it's really important just to pause and take stock of these key lessons, because as we move into the future, as we move into 2025, I don't believe it's going to get, you know, any easier. I do believe that technology is going to continue to evolve. The world's going to continue to speed up and we need to be ready. And I want every single person that listens to this podcast to be ready for what's coming, because I do think with the rise of AI and everything that's happening in technology right now, it's going to be a really, really interesting world that we are moving into. So there have been some common things that have been said over and over again, and I want to make sure that we are very aware of the themes. So the first point that I want to make, the first lesson that I believe is a really, really important one to learn and really think about as we move in 2025, is the power of resilience and adaptability. And I do honestly believe this word adaptability is absolutely crucial for us to really reflect upon, because change is inevitable. And I think the pace of change that is coming our way is going to be, I don't even think I can sit here and really put words around it. I think it's going to come like a tidal wave, and we can either grab a surfboard and surf, or we can bury our heads into the sand and pretend it's not coming. But the reality is it is. Change is coming, and I want us all to be ready. And the common theme that I've really identified from all of the guests that I've spoken to this year is that they're really able to, I guess, look at a setback or look at something that they find challenging and work out, okay, how is this going to be a stepping stone? What do I need to learn? Where are my gaps? And really then able to embrace it, embrace the uncertainty, and almost pivot if they need to, but they remain flexible. They don't have a very fixed mindset. They have a very growth mindset to be like, okay, this is coming or this has happened. How am I going to respond? They don't play the victim. They don't play the blame game. They are very good at looking at the situation in a very objective way and being like, okay, this has happened now. What is in my power to control? What's in my wheel of influence, and how can I take the situation or this particular circumstance and move forward and learn something from the experience? That has honestly been such a common theme throughout the podcast of all the women that I've spoken to this year and spoken to on camera and off camera as well, because there's not one person in the world that hasn't gone through something that's challenging. And we all know the people that go through things and then are constantly still speaking about that thing years after. We also know the people that seem to just embrace change, embrace challenges, and learn from it and get better from it. And I do believe that real growth comes from when we are challenged, when we do have to see obstacles as opportunities. And I know for me, and I share this on the podcast multiple times, that I am so grateful for my challenges in my life. I'm so grateful for the time when I went through anxiety. I'm so grateful for all the struggle that I felt when I first started CH Solutions, my recruitment business, because it's made me who I am. And if life had been continuously just easy and I hadn't been faced with any challenges, I wouldn't be the person I am today. So I do believe that this power of resilience and adaptability is such a powerful skill to adapt as we move into this new world, because things are going to happen, change is coming. And if we're not able to move with the times, if we're not able to have that flexibility in our approach to things, we are going to get left behind. So this has been a common theme that's come up time and time again. So I really want us all to reflect upon it and think to ourselves, okay, how can I start handling challenges better? Has there been something that's happened this year that on reflection, maybe I could have handled better? What do I need to work on in 2025? How can I make sure that I am ready for what's to come? How can I be more flexible in my approach to things, right? So this is just something that's come up time and time again, which is why I've made it number one. So the power of resilience and adaptability has been definitely a game-changing lesson on this podcast this year. The second lesson that keeps on coming up, especially in our recent Sisterhood Club Live, it was honestly on repeat, you couldn't miss it, is the importance of upskilling in tech. So this is something we now can't ignore. And the one thing that I'm going to work on over the next sort of, I guess, couple of weeks, while I've got a little bit of downtime, there's not much recruitment going on over Christmas, is I'm going to really look into AI. I'm really going to look into doing a prompt engineering course because I want to make sure that I'm upskilling myself. So technology, we all need to make sure that we are not just ignoring this. Okay, so this keeps on coming up time and time again. So there's a lot of women that I've spoken to that are doing courses on AI, they're doing courses on prompt engineering, cybersecurity, data analytics, but tech is here. And we need, again, to move with the times, going back to the first point I just made about being adaptable, having resilience. So think about what is something that you could learn over this Christmas period. You don't have to sit for hours, but it could be a short course on prompt engineering or cybersecurity or whatever that you're particularly interested in. What is something that you could learn that would really help you in your career right now? And I would recommend that that is directed toward technology. So the people that I've interviewed this year on the podcast, they are constantly upskilling. They value growth. They value learning. They value information. They value knowledge. If they don't understand something, they will go away and learn more about it and figure things out. And I honestly believe that when you have that knowledge, that also does build confidence as well. And this obviously podcast, as you know, is called Career Confidence for a reason, but knowledge is power and it also does breed confidence. So that is absolutely crucial. We must upskill. We cannot just rely on our, old knowledge. Like, knowledge is power and knowledge is coming in thick and fast. The world is changing at such a pace. The other piece that I will definitely be working on as we move into 2025 and beyond is also my softer skills. So yes, I'm going to learn some technical skills such as prompt engineering. That is absolutely going to be happening. But I'm also going to be identifying some of my weaker areas when it comes to my softer skills. So really working on making sure that I've got great communication, verbally, written. That is going to be absolutely imperative for me. I'm also going to be thinking about doing more of a speaking course as well. I have done obviously Toastmasters as well, but I really want to make sure that I continue to improve my communication because this is all going to be needed as we move into this new world. So how I present, how I do my pitches, how I do my negotiation, these are all going to be some softer skills that I continue to work on as we move into 2025 and beyond. So what are some things that you could upskill in? What are some areas? What are some weaknesses, both from a hard skill point and a softer skill point? Because those soft skills are going to become critical skills as we move in to this next era of work and this next revolution. So what are some things you could work on? Because every single guest that I have interviewed this year continues to develop themselves. So maybe over this Christmas break, pick a couple of good podcasts to listen to, pick a couple of books to listen to, maybe look at doing a couple of online courses on things that you're interested in. But we cannot neglect our upskilling. We can't neglect ourselves right now, especially as we move into this new way of working. So that was point number two. They're constantly learning, constantly developing their skill set. The third lesson that comes up again a lot is the ability to build strong networks and relationships. Now, I really do believe that success is rarely achieved in isolation. So all of the guests that I've had on have either had mentors, they've had good sponsors, they have had good relationship with their peer groups, and this is what's helped them get ahead in their careers. So you cannot neglect, we cannot neglect our relationships. So obviously, I think some of you do know this, but if you're new here, welcome. Thanks for listening. But we do run a mentorship program with the Sisterhood Club. We call it our Big Sister Mentorship Program because I am so passionate about the power of mentorship. And it doesn't have to even be anything formal. It could literally be somebody that you think, ah, she or he is doing some amazing things. I wonder how they got to where they are. You could reach out to them. You could grab an online coffee or an in-person coffee once a month or even once a quarter, however much time they can give you and how much time you can give them. But it is so important, I believe, as we move into this next era, to have a mentor, to have somebody in our lives that is helping us develop our skill set. And look, I always think about it this way. We wouldn't go off and climb Everest on our own, right? We would have a coach, we'd have mentors, we would look to people that have done it before to help guide us through challenging situations. And, you know, if you're in your career right now, your place of work, and you feel like you've sort of hit that glass ceiling a bit and you're not quite sure how to get to the next level, look for a mentor or even look for a sponsor, somebody in your organization right now that could really start vouching for you, that you could maybe, you know, say, hey, look, you know, when we're in that board meeting next week or when we're in those Zoom meetings together, could you just sort of maybe help me, you know, if I sort of like need a little bit of a helping hand or as a bit of a encouragement, could you be that person for me? But every single guest that I've had on the podcast this year have either had a mentor, a sponsor, or they have had a coach of some sort. So the power of building strong relationships and networks is absolutely crucial. The other thing that I do believe is a quite a common theme is the support that these people have around them. Either that could be from their peer group, their colleagues, a great leader. It could be outside of work as well. It could be their spouses, their friends, their family. But the importance of who you surround yourself with, having that strong support system, is really, really important, right? Because I do think that, you know, we can doubt ourselves, we can second guess ourselves all the time. So having people in our corner to say, hey, look, you've got this, but also people who can maybe pull us up on things. Listen, the way you handled that, maybe I've seen you handle things better in the past. I know for me, that can be my husband. He is my biggest fan, but also my biggest critic, because if I'm doing something, working on a presentation, working on a pitch, I will always practice in front of him. And he will be the first to say, I love what you just said then, but maybe you could slow down here, or maybe you could interject something a bit more here, or offer a bit more value here. And I think we all need that person in our lives that can give us some constructive criticism, but also cheer us on and give us that little bit of a push when we need it. So building strong networks, building those great relationships around us is really, really crucial. And if you are sat there right now and you're thinking, God, I don't really have anyone in my corner right now, well, join online communities, get yourself out to networking events, meet people, make it your mission this year that you are going to go to at least one networking event a quarter. Make it your mission that you're going to start connecting to people on LinkedIn, join some online forums, join some groups, but just make sure that this year is the year that you invest in your professional network and in those relationships. It has been a very, very big theme this year of why women and why people have got to where they are, because they are investing time into those key relationships. The fourth point that comes up is that confidence is a skill, right? So many people wait to say, I'm going to go for that promotion when I feel confident, when I feel ready. The truth of the matter is, you will never ever feel ready. Confidence is a skill. And firstly, we need the courage to push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. If we wait until we feel ready, we will be waiting a long, long time. So we do need to push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. We do need to say, I've got this. We do need to have the courage to take that first step. And often, all of the people that I've spoken to on the podcast this year have not felt ready. They have stepped into jobs and stepped into promotions and stepped into uncomfortable situations way before they feel ready. But guess what's come from doing that? The confidence has come through the act, through backing themselves, through pushing themselves to do these tough things. And if I reflect a little bit myself here on this year just gone, I have really tried to push myself into a few uncomfortable positions this year. One of those uncomfortable positions was doing a big presentation at a big corporate and speaking at a career fair. And look, I'm not a big public speaker. I do get nervous. I do, my heart races, I get sweaty palms, the butterflies in the stomach, all the things. But I also know that if I don't push myself to do these things that feel uncomfortable, I will never ever get good at it, and I will never ever build the confidence that comes from pushing myself to do these things. So it is important to take some calculated risks. It is important to, I guess, back yourself and know that if you want to get that promotion, if you want to step up into that new position, you are never going to get there if you wait until you feel ready, because that day will never come. So confidence is a skill, and every single person that's been on this podcast has pushed themselves to do something that in the beginning they weren't good at. But through the act of continuing to do it, continuing to work on themselves, continuing to push themselves, they have got the confidence. So confidence is a skill. I want everybody to hear that. It does not come from, you know, you don't just, it's not a trait, but oh, she's so confident. Well, the reason why she's got the confidence is because she has done things in her life to give her the confidence. She's backed herself. She's believed in herself. She's taken some risks. So don't wait. Don't wait until you feel confident, because that day will never come. The fifth lesson, which is one that I wish I had learnt a while ago, still working on it, is balancing ambition with well-being. This whole thing of striking a balance between working and pushing ourselves, but also making sure that we are resting and recharging. I cannot tell you how important this is. We've all done it. We've all pushed ourselves far too hard, into exhaustion, to, you know, finish that presentation on time, to hit that deadline. And then we've said, right, after that, I'll have a break. And then we don't, because we move the goalpost again and again and again and again. And it gets to a point where we suddenly just feel absolutely exhausted. And I have been there so many times when I have literally just achieved one thing and gone, right, what's next? And never taken a pause or a break just to actually think, wow, what an amazing journey that was. Or, oh, wow, I can't believe that I've actually achieved that thing. Because we're always going to look for another mountain to climb. That's the reality, right? If we're people, if we've sat here right now and we're ambitious and we've got goals and we've got things that we want to achieve, there's always going to be another goalpost, another goal, another mountain. So I do believe it is really, really important to take some time for us. And this comes up a lot on the podcast, because I do think that we all have made this mistake. So making sure that we are taking time for us, and you know what that looks like for you. For me, it is going for a nice walk in nature. It's jumping in my van. I've got a little sprinter van that my husband and I go away at weekends, and just spending some time by the ocean. whatever it is for you, but it is so important to take these little breaks throughout the year. We cannot just be go, 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 working crazy hours all day, every day, and not recharging the batteries at the same time. So every single guest that I've had on has really enforced this point. And like I said, it might not be on camera, but it's been privately. It's been a really tough year, but next week I'm going away with the family. We're going doing this, going doing this. So it is really important to prioritize your mental health, to prioritize your well-being, because we cannot pour from an empty cup. You know, if we're in a leadership role or we've got a young family and we're constantly just give to our careers, to our family, but we're not topping ourselves up at the same time, we are going to start running on empty. And then that is going to have big consequences for our energy levels, for our productivity, for the ability to lead others, to inspire others. So the importance of balancing ambition with well-being is really, really important. And I've said this before in the podcast, but I'll say it again, because it's something that I think we all could do with reflecting on as well, especially as we go into the Christmas period, that this idea of having these multiple different balls that we're juggling, right? So think about, you've got all these balls just like you're throwing around in the air. Two of those balls are glass balls. Now, you know what your glass balls are, but if you drop them, they smash and we can't pick them back up again. So we all have in life glass balls that we do not want to drop. So for you, that could be family and it could be health. Whatever your glass balls are, do not drop them. Do not neglect these glass balls. Then we've got the concrete balls. The balls that we just continue to throw up in the air, but they are not serving us. They are weighing us down. What are those concrete balls for you? What do you need to let go of in 2025? Drop them, let them go. They are not serving you anymore. Is it comparison? Is it overworking? Is it perfectionism? Whatever it is, let those concrete balls go. They do not serve you. And finally, there's the bouncy balls. There's the balls that if you walk out the door at 6 p.m. at the end of a day, that can be left at work because it's going to be there tomorrow. It's a bouncy ball. It's going to bounce back up. So when I think about all of my priorities in life, I like to think about them this way. And this is how I guess I make sure that I keep myself in balance and in check, because sometimes I mistake a bouncy ball for a glass ball. And I'm like, oh, actually, that is not that important and it can wait until tomorrow, because do you know what? It's now 6 o'clock. I'm going to shut my laptop today and I'm going to get myself down to the beach for a walk because I really want to prioritize my well-being and my health. So this whole idea of balancing ambition and well-being has been a recurring theme, a lesson throughout 2024. So really important one to remember. Final lesson. That I have really reflected on myself this year is this whole idea of inclusive leadership and how the best leaders are people who really do influence and lift others, particularly in, I guess, underrepresented groups in technology like women. They're always looking out for other people. And I think we do need to do this more. Because when we're stepping up in our careers, when we're stepping up into these leadership roles, we want to make sure that we are pulling a chair out for somebody else at that table. Because this is what's going to create change. We're not going to get there if we are just thinking about ourselves and what we want out of life and what we want to achieve. We've got to make sure that as we rise, we lift all boats. Okay, so this has been something that I'm really passionate about. It's why I run Sisterhood Club events. It's why I speak to some amazing women on this podcast. It's my give back. It's me thinking, okay, how can I share all this wisdom out there with as many people as possible? Because every single person's got a story to tell. Every single person's got something of value to offer the world. And if we all come from this place of giving back, helping others, working on ourselves and then passing on that wisdom and knowledge, what an amazing world, what an amazing career we can have and we can help others have as well. So I do think that the best leaders that I have worked with, the best leaders that I have interviewed this year, all have this ability to lift others, help others, pull people with them, because that is honestly what's going to drive inclusivity. It's what's going to make sure that there is a diverse range of voices at the top. If we all are thinking, how can I make sure that when I go up, I bring someone else with me? So key points this year, they have been my biggest six, but what have yours been? I would absolutely love to hear from you, and please reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm also on Instagram, probably not as active on there anymore, but definitely LinkedIn. You can reach me on LinkedIn. I hang out there a lot. What's been your biggest takeaway? What's been the most impactful conversation that I've had on the podcast this year? Let me know. I absolutely love hearing from you. And wherever you are in the world, I hope that this year has been incredible. I hope 2025 is amazing. And I really hope that you take some time before we head into the new year to reflect on the year just gone, to think about what lessons you've learned this year, what you want to let go of and not take in 2025, and what you want to work on in 2025. But it's going to be an amazing year. I can feel it's going to be a great year. And I really hope that you have enjoyed the conversations I've had this year on the podcast. I know I have loved having the guests on, and I've got some amazing guests lined up for us all in 2025. So let's continue to learn together. Let's continue to upskill. Let's continue to help one another. And that's how we're all going to build our own career confidence. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was, and I will speak to you again very soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.